how much money do you need to have a fantastic and comfortable retirement? Is it the $2 million that that one article said online? Is it $600,000? Is it somewhere in between? Today, we're going to dive into this question so you can know for you, regardless of what your TSP balance is, that you can go into retirement knowing with confidence that you are ready to go or are not ready to go, whatever it may be. Today, we're going to dive into how you can figure it out for yourself. Now, if you're new to the channel and you're a federal employee, welcome. So good to have you. My name is Dallin Hawes. I'm a financial planner who serves federal employees every day, and I absolutely love it. So let's dive in. Again, let's start out with $600,000 as our starting example, okay? Let's say you have $600,000 in your TSP and you want to figure out if that's enough. Now, one thing I will say is that if you're reading articles online about how much do I need to have to retire, that whole sort of thing, number one, federal employees are not the average American. So if an article is just written to the average American, that's probably not tailored for you, because you as a federal employee, you have a pension, you have Social Security, you may have the first supplement, you may have a military retirement if you had that. You may have these other income sources, which is going to change the math and change how much you're going to actually need. So keep that in mind. But again, let's use $600,000. But this example, this video will work regardless of what your TSP balance is, but we're going to use $600,000 as our example here, okay? So there's two sides to this. Number one, we got to know how much money can $600,000 provide for you in income, right? How do we change $600,000 to a paycheck in retirement, and how big is that paycheck going to be, okay? That's the first starting point there. Next is, what other income sources do you have, right? Again, like I said, as a federal employee, you may have pension, you may have Social Security, you may have first supplement, but for this example, let's say you're retiring 62 and beyond, and you're going to have pension and Social Security at retirement, just to keep things relatively simple for now, okay? So again, you've got your 600K TSP, your pension, Social Security. Now, if you have other investments outside the TSP, whether an IRA, spouse has a 401k, whatever it is, just add everything together and put it in your investment bucket and add everything together, get that balance, okay? So let's start with the easy side first. Let's say between your pension and Social Security, let's say your pension is about $2,000. Let's say your Social Security is $1,000. Again, these numbers are going to vary widely depending on your career, what you've made, all those things. But let's just say that those are the numbers. Now, let's make another assumption. Let's say these are the numbers you're going to get from pension and Social Security net, after deductions, after taxes. Because out of your pension, I've got whole videos on this, but out of your pension, you got to pay for survivor benefits, federal taxes, health insurance, any other insurances you're going to take in retirement, you got to pay for. So let's assume after all those things are paid for, you're left with $2,000 per month net. Same with Social Security. You potentially pay for two things. You pay for taxes, federal taxes, and if you are on Medicare, you pay for Medicare Part B premiums out of Social Security as well. So again, let's assume that you get $1,000 net after all those things come out, okay? So the total from your fixed income, pension, and Social Security would be $3,000 per month in this example. So the missing link we have right here is, of course, your investments. How do we change that into an amount that we actually are comfortable with knowing that you can retire? So long story short, a great way to estimate this is using the 4% rule. Now, I've got whole videos on the 4% rule, but let me give you the short summary. If you multiply your balance of whatever retirement investments you have at retirement, if you multiply that total balance by 4%, that is what you're left with. So for example, in this example, if we multiply $600,000 by 4%, we get $24,000. $24,000. Now, what is that $24,000? What does that mean in this example? What it means is the 4% rule says this. It says, hey, in year one of retirement, you can spend this $24,000. You can withdraw it, you can spend it, you can enjoy it. In year two, you can take out, again, $24,000 plus whatever inflation was. So if inflation was 5%, you take out $24,000 raised by 5%. Okay, and again, year three, you take out the previous year's amount raised by inflation. So long story short, if we multiply the balance you have at retirement, that's going to give you the amount you can withdraw increased by inflation for the rest of your life every single year. Every single year. So we do need to, though, change this into a monthly number, because this is an annual number. 24,000 is annual. So let's divide it by 12. If we divide it by 12, of course, we get $2,000. $2,000 per month from your TSP. Okay, that's how much you'd be able to withdraw from your TSP, assuming you have $600,000. And again, the reason we use 4% here is because the 4% rule says, hey, if you follow this rule, the odds of you running out of money is very, very slim over a normal retirement, okay? If you spend more than 4%, then you may get into more risky territory, right? If you spend less, then it's even safer, okay? But 4%, you could look it up. The 4% rule is a very, very common way to estimate how much your money can produce for you in retirement, okay? So again, it's $2,000 per month. However, if this $600,000 is traditional pre-tax retirement dollars, that means traditional TSP, traditional IRA, those sort of accounts, then that means this $2,000 a month is actually taxable. So we have to take out a chunk for taxes. So let's assume, let's say 20% goes to taxes. Again, it'll depend on your tax bracket, but let's assume 20% goes to taxes, okay? So you'd be left with $1,600 net from this TSP withdrawal or investment withdrawal after taxes, okay? So you've got about $3,000 from your fixed income, Social Security, and your pension. You got $1,600 from your TSP or your investments. So total after tax, after everything comes out, we've got $4,600. So the magical question of the day, is this enough? Is this enough, right? We know $600K can produce $1,600 net after taxes in this example. And in this example, pension and Social Security is $3,000, total of $4,600. Is that enough money for you to retire comfortably? And the answer is, I have absolutely no clue. I have absolutely no clue if it's enough for you to retire comfortably. However, hopefully you have an idea of how much it's going to take for you to retire comfortably. And some of you know exactly what you spend every month, know exactly what your bills are. So you'll look at a number that when you run your numbers, you'll look at your number like, oh yeah, that's comfortable. Or you'll say, nah, maybe that's not so comfortable. But for those that don't, aren't familiar with your numbers as much, not everyone's a numbers person, not everyone tracks their expenses as closely as others. A great way to see if this number is in the ballpark of being enough for you, whatever your number is, whether it's 4,600 or whatever it is go pull out your leave-in earnings statement from your job. Pull it out right now. And the number you want to find is your net pay. Your net pay, okay? Because again, your gross pay, right? Your salary may be 150 grand or 80 grand or whatever it is gross, but there's a lot of things that come out of it before you actually get paid. What is your net pay number? Okay, so let's say your net pay is 2,000 or 5,000 or 10,000, whatever it is. Whatever that is, if you get paid every 2 weeks, what we have to do is you take your every 2 week number, let's say it's $2,000, and you multiply it by 26. And we're gonna do that because you get paid 26 times every single year. Okay, so you take whatever your net pay is every 2 weeks, you multiply it by 26 to get what you actually take home in a year, and then you divide that by 12. You divide that by 12 to figure out how much you actually take home on a normal month. And then you can compare that to what you're gonna take home in retirement between your pension, Social Security, TSP, whatever it may be. That is the secret sauce to figure out if you have enough in your TSP and between your pension and Social Security for you to feel comfortable in retirement. There's no magic here. I wish there was. There's no magic balance in your TSP. $1 million isn't magic. $600,000 isn't magic. It just depends on how much you're spending right now, how much you want to spend in retirement. And again, a great way to gauge that is compare what you take home now, actually take home that you actually live off of, compared to what you're going to take home in retirement. That'll be a great way to get you on the right track to make sure you can go into retirement comfortably. So I can't do it magically for you, right? It's up to you to run your numbers to make sure that you are comfortable. Now, if you want help with this, if you're looking for help from a financial planner, with your numbers to making sure you're comfortable to retirement. Check out the description. There's a bunch of helpful things that we help clients with. And I hope that's helpful. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you guys next time.